today we're talking about launching a lifelong winning streak. And you've come a long way as you've been working through winning at work and home. The names we've earned by being here today is, first of all, you are a finisher. You've done the job. I think about when my wife and I used to go on trips. Maybe we'd take a trip down to Florida, and we'd get in the car, and sometimes we'd do it late at night so those kids would sleep and we could get a good chunk of the trip accomplished, because if you do that, then you don't have to keep hearing, are we there yet, or when will this be over? And so I want to tell you that when it comes to this winning at work at home, you're a finisher here. You've shown by showing up for every one of these times together that you want to finish well, so you're a finisher. Hopefully, I am a promise keeper by doing these things, and you're gaining new insights and understanding about yourself and your wife or your girlfriend, your children, and your work. And you're going to make new friendships, and you're going to deepen old ones through your times of accountability with men in a group. And you're going to continue working on a game plan for raising healthy sons and daughters as you pursue other information, godly information, biblical information to help you with that. And you're going to keep having an opportunity to craft those moves that you need for becoming more competent and satisfied with your life at work and at home. So make that a goal. And there's three additional keys that moves that will help you. It would be helpful that you could memorize some things. Look at Psalm 1, 2, and 3. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. So memorizing 1 Peter 3:7 would be helpful. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. And then Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And then Colossians 3:23 and 24, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. So decide which of those key moves you should implement first and then start this week. And then partner with another man or men for accountability in implementing your key moves. What are the steps that you need to take? And you know what they may be. And take them. And then have somebody holding you accountable. I do this with my diet. I do this with other things, with friends that I can trust. And that fifth promise, which is the key to it all, you're going to understand the paradox principle. And you're going to have opportunities to practice it. Remember it? It's die to live. Die to live. And it sounds absurd, but it's really true. And it is life's greatest success principle. It's the key to winning at work and at home and in everything else in life. And it's pictured on the cross. Luke 9:23 and 24 say this. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. And so you think about this diagram with the cross, and you start on the right side there as if it's a clock, it's the 3 o'clock area. Do you have an awareness? Do I get it? Not rely, but deny yourself. And then at the bottom there is a vision. Can I see it? Well, I can't see it. Not without humility. I need to take up the cross. And then on the 9 o'clock spot there, strategy. Do I know what to do? not without learning. It says, follow me. And then lastly, execution. Will I get it done? Well, not without dying to self. It says in the Bible, whoever loses his life will save it. So where are you at with all of that? And are you going to trust the Lord in each of these steps? Because this is what leads to winning at work and at home.